Hi. I'm guessing you're probably a little surprised seeing a voice message from me out of the blue. Well, I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I wanted to send you a little surprise. And I'll be totally honest with you. I've been wanting to do this for ages, but I didn't know what to say. Like, really, no idea. But then I got to thinking about when we met at my cousin's wedding. I was supposed to fly out the next day, but my flight got cancelled because of some storm. God, it was raining the whole time. We had to move everything inside, but, well, I guess that's why you don't have an outdoor wedding in autumn. You were one of the groomsmen, and fuck, I still remember how you looked in that suit. God, you looked so sexy. It's 100% true what they say. A well-tailored suit is to women what lingerie is to men. Anyway, you came up to me at the reception, and after a few drinks, you told me you had noticed that I kept looking at you. I totally tried denying it, but you had me pegged from the start. Then you got all cocky and said, "It's okay. I can't blame you for staring." Oh, and I don't care what you say. You started flirting with me first. God, you were such a dork. I could tell we were really hitting it off. It was like the whole room, wedding reception and all, it just didn't exist anymore. All we could focus on was one another. If I had to tell you the truth, I thought it would be a one-night stand and then we'd go our separate ways the next morning. But, as we both know, that's not how it turned out. So, anyway, we snuck out when everyone was too drunk and tired to notice, and you got us a taxi to my Airbnb, and we were all over each other in the back seat. God, the poor driver. Oh, I don't know, maybe they were lucky. God knows, he's probably seen worse in the back of his cab, right? That night was fun and all, but that's not the part I remember most fondly. It's the next morning. I can still remember hearing how hard it was raining outside. I was making coffee in the kitchen, and I heard you come out of the bedroom. And I saw you heading into the living room, where I'd set up my workspace. I had a plan to greet you in bed with coffee, but I had a great idea just then. I shuffled in wearing nothing but your dress shirt. And I bet you remember exactly how I looked when you saw me. Just a few buttons done up. But your view of my ample cleavage was obscured by the mug of coffee I held up just below my chin with both hands. The sleeves were loosely rolled up to my elbows, my hair pulled up into a lazy ponytail. I caught a glimpse of the look in your eyes, and it told me everything. Surprised, turned on, and your eyes travelling over my body. We'd had our fun the night before, and I was definitely hoping for a round two, but I wasn't going to just tell you that. That morning was when I found out just how to seduce you. I walked up to my desk, just acting aloof towards you and that hungry look in your eyes. I'm pretty sure you knew what I was up to, and I'm still glad you decided to play along. I reached over to my laptop, scrolled up and down the page like I was inspecting it for errors or whatever. I even lifted up one of my legs just a little so my toes were lightly touching the floor. I was posing just for you, hoping I could add a little fuel to that fire growing inside of you. I could see out of the corner of my eye that you really appreciated just how sheer that shirt was. It didn't leave anything to the imagination, especially the way you could see my nipples peeking against the fabric. I let my fingers trail down to play with the hem, teasing you with the prospect of lifting it. Your shirt was just barely long enough to hide my pussy. Fuck. It felt like the smallest breeze would have put my crotch on full display for you. Oh my God. I'm getting wet just thinking about it and remembering how that felt. I looked at you and I asked, "I hope you don't mind," and took a sip of my coffee. Like you would have said anything. The way you were looking at me, it was exactly like those cartoons where the big bad wolf spots the innocent little lamb left all alone. I knew I had you, but I wanted to see just how much I could get away with. And you tried to play it so cool and said, "Not at all. It suits you." Like you didn't have a boner so obviously tenting in your briefs. God, I was so fucking turned on just standing there in front of you like that. For some stupid reason, you'd put on a t-shirt, and I so wished you hadn't. I wanted to worship your body just as bad as you wanted to worship mine right then. I felt so exposed compared to you, standing there, letting you ogle me and totally unaware of how soaked I was getting for you. But I wanted to control you right then. So I snapped myself out of it and turned right back to my laptop. I heard you walk up behind me, but I just acted like I wasn't paying any attention to you. And I knew you were getting a great view of my ass, barely covered as it was. And so I wiggled my hips, just a little, of course, enough to keep you interested, let you know the invite was there. I remember I had to bite my lips so I wouldn't gasp when your hand cupped my ass. And like I said, I wanted to be in control for as long as possible. So I didn't look at you. I didn't react to you. I let my free hand continue scrolling through my work while I kept that coffee close to my chest. But we both know I wasn't interested in any of that. That much was obvious when I arched my back just enough to push my ass up into your hand. You asked me what I was working on, and I could feel your breath against the back of my neck. You trailed your lips over my skin, just above the collar of your shirt. My breath started getting heavy. I could hear just how turned on you were from your voice, and I told you it was just some writing and that I was having a little trouble finding some inspiration. Then I felt your other hand on my hip, and I felt it drag down the side of my thigh, caressing me. It was getting harder and harder to keep up my little facade of control. I still don't get how you just know the best way to rile me up with your touch. You started pressing kisses on the back of my neck. It was getting so hard not to just turn around and beg you to fuck me. I would have, but that little temptress in me promised it would be worth it if I held off a little longer. Let you look, let you touch, but not take. Not yet. In between each kiss, you asked me why I was having trouble, and it took all my strength to try and give you an answer. I think I said something along the lines of, "Inspiration strikes when the time is right." It's true. But my head was absolutely swimming with arousal and promised pleasure. And when your hand caressed its way to my inner thighs and tenderly felt my clit. God. Christ. All I could think about was spreading my legs for you right there. I wanted you so bad, and I didn't care how, fingers, tongue, cock. I didn't care. I wanted whatever pleasure you would have given to me. I do remember that got a reaction out of me. I started grinding back on your clothed dick. And I felt you smile into my neck because you knew the tables had turned. God, I had to get that control back. So, against my own wishes, I pulled away from you. I leaned up against my desk and put my coffee down. I was still trying so desperately to act like I wasn't 2 seconds away from begging you to fuck me. But you knew what my body was trying to say. I might have been acting like I wasn't desperate for you, but my body was betraying me. My back arched like I was presenting for you, and you weren't about to waste that opportunity. I didn't realize how soaked my thighs were until I felt your cock slide between them. I think I tried to cover up my moan by clearing my throat, which I did a horrible job of. I couldn't help but smile and feel a little victorious. I might have started giving in sooner than I would have liked, but I still seduced you. You started slow at first, to tease me. But you were getting a little vocal too, by then. I could hear your shaky breaths and the little groans you were trying to hide. God, I tried so hard to stay quiet every time I felt your cock drag along my pussy. I know you could feel how hot and wet I was for you. All I wanted was for you to push your dick inside and rail me against that desk. But admitting that would have been too easy. So I said something like, "Oh, I'm sure inspiration will strike when it's ready." And much to my disappointment, you didn't take the bait. But I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. I reached down for one of your hands and pulled it up along my thigh, past my hip, and under the hem of the shirt. And thankfully, you took the hint. You slid your hand upwards along my skin, slow and teasing the whole fucking time. And then you grabbed one of my tits. I learned pretty quickly the night before how much you like my tits. You didn't stop yourself from trying to hold as much of it as you could. You took your time feeling how heavy it was, how it filled your hand, and how my stiff nipple pressed against your palm. Then you took my nipple between your thumb and finger and started playing with it. And at that point, I gave up trying to hold back all the sounds I knew you'd love to hear. I tilted my head back against your shoulder and let my eyes slip shut. The way your hips moved against my ass kept pushing me into the edge of the desk. God, I remember, in that haze of pleasure and want, I didn't want you to hurt yourself. So I reached for your other hand and put it on the desk. I wanted to feel boxed in, trapped. No way for me to escape your desire. And when I did that, you pressed up tight against me and told me that sometimes you have to chase your muse. I could have killed you when you pulled away then. God, and I didn't even have to think about it. My body chased after you. You hadn't even moved that far away, but I felt like I would have launched myself across the room to get your touch back on me. My little game was over. I wanted you. I would have begged for you right there. But I guess the way my body reacted was enough for you, because you abandoned my breast and wrapped an arm around my waist. I wanted to feel like I had no escape, and my wish was granted without me having to say anything. You held me close with that one arm and used the other hand to guide your cock into me. If I thought I was wet before, God, I was absolutely soaked by that point. I'm pretty sure I was a whimpering mess, and you hadn't even started fucking me yet. And when you felt the tip slip inside, you put that hand back on the desk and slowly eased the rest of your cock inside of me. God, you always feel so fucking big when you enter me. Slow, fast, hard, or gentle. It doesn't matter. I feel every fucking inch of your cock when you enter me. I love agonizing over every single inch of your dick. I wanted to push back against you and force your dick deep inside me, but I wanted to be a good girl for you. I wanted you to enjoy it as much as I was. I wanted to make you feel so good, give you what you give to me. So I was a good girl. I was patient, and I appreciated every inch like I was starving. I let both of my hands brace myself on the desk, and I felt my hips tilting to give you a better angle. I gulped down air between every whine and moan. As soon as I felt your balls pressing up against me, I knew I'd taken you entirely, and I still remember the satisfied groan I gave as you settled in. God, we could have stayed that way for hours, for all I know. If it was, well, I can't think of a better way to pass the time than warming your cock. When you finally started fucking me, honest to God, I don't know how I stayed standing. You started slow, but deep. You'd pull back so much, I'd think you were going to pull out. But just when I could feel the tip of your cock getting ready to leave me, you'd push back in so agonizingly slow and make me feel that intense pleasure all over again. When you picked up the pace, you made sure to keep going just as deep. I knew I wasn't going to last long, and judging from the sounds you were making, I didn't think you would either. I felt your hand wrap around my throat, but you were gentle with me. My feelings of no escape switched to wanting to be claimed, owned. I lifted my head to bare my throat, and I could swear you were trying to wrap your whole hand around my neck. You were practically pounding into me, and I wanted to cry out with joy and pleasure. And I could feel myself tensing up. I could feel myself gripping your cock so tightly. And I was getting so overwhelmed, almost threatening to lessen what could be an amazing orgasm if I would just let it. I could swear you read my mind then. Because you started encouraging me, praising me, telling me to let myself enjoy it, that you had me and you wouldn't let me go. So I trusted you. I let myself relax and allowed the waves of pleasure to lure me into a wanton but docile headspace, the kind that promises unending pleasure while you lure me into it with your wicked fingers and silver tongue. My God, I was yours to claim, your fuck toy, yours to use as you pleased, and I would take it any chance I got. You seemed to know it too, from the way you were gripping me. My legs started to shake. My orgasm was racing towards me, and suddenly, a wicked little thought struck me. And I know you still remember what I said then. I told you, the next time you wear this shirt, you won't be able to think of anything but how you fucked your good girl's brains out when she wore it. That really drove you wild. Next thing I knew, you were pulling me tight against your chest and railing me so fucking hard, telling me to come with you and promising to fill me up with all your cum for being such a good girl for you. I'm shocked we didn't get a noise complaint, because I know I couldn't have been quiet if I had tried. That has to be one of the best orgasms I've ever had. You pushed my chest down onto the desk, still fucking me and overstimulating me from the inside out. And you finished quickly after that, your hips slamming into me and your balls slapping against my oversensitive clit. And I felt you flood me and, fuck, it was so satisfying. I hope you like my story. I know it's not the same as actually being there. I hate that I have to wait so long before I see you again. But until then, you'll just have to get by on these little presents of mine. I promise to make it up to you, handsome. Just make sure to bring a few spare shirts.